sintonitzeu les vostres neurones perquè és l'hora de Patxoca Sound, el programa de Ràdio 90 sense fronteres. Músiques d'ara i de sempre i d'arreu del món. Harmonitzeu les orelles i obriu la ment per un viatge a través de la història de la música contemporània. Una declaració desigual i heterogènia que et farà sentir. Patxoca Sound, el so histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Benvinguts al Patxoca Sound. Comencem un nou programa de la Carol's Coffee Chat. Welcome, Carol.
Hello, Lesh.
How you doing?
Good, good. A little cold, but all right.
Winter is here.
Or close. It's coming. Winter is coming, huh?
So what we have today?
Well, today we have a special guest that we've been waiting a long time to get here because he's a very busy person.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about a kind of interesting topic, which I'll just give a clue, which will be happy flowers.
Happy flowers. So, what will be these? Okay. Us donem la benvinguda. Doncs això, comencem un nou programa de tertúlies en anglès amb la nostra amiga Carol. Avui tenim un convidat molt especial i ell és l'Eric. Hola, Eric.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Eric.
So excited to finally be here.
We are so happy that you are here.
Thank you very much. Absolute pleasure.
Okay, okay. Well, Eric, let's ask you a few questions about yourself.
Okay, huh? Go for it.
First of all, where are you from?
Well, I was born in Castellfollit de la Roca, La Garrotxa, where I lived only for a year.
Only for a year.
I'm the son of Garrotxins. Uh-huh. My dad's from Sant Jaume de Llierca, and my mom is from Sant Feliu de Pallerols. There you are. I mean, you know, good combination. So I was born in Castellfollit, but shortly after, I moved to live in Seattle.
Wow.
In the state of Washington.
In Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, in the USA.
All right.
where I lived for just about a year, a bit more than a year.
Uh-huh.
But that's where my adventure with English started, basically.
Okay.
But I was only there for a year.
Doncs l'Eric va néixer a Castellfollit, fill de Garrotxins, i a l'any se'n va anar a Seattle a viure durant un temps i allà és quan va començar a aprendre anglès. O sigui que de ben jovenet ja parla anglès amb un molt bon accent.
Yeah.
Not from Seattle.
Not from Seattle.
No, you've lost the West Coast accent.
I know, it's a terrible tragedy. It took years of perfecting it, beautifully crafted, you know, West Coast, or Northwest Coast, I should say, accent. But later in life, I met a girl. As you know, everything in life is about a girl.
Unless you are a girl.
Unless you are a girl. Well, in some cases, even if you are a girl.
In some cases, it could be a girl.
Yeah.
She was, well, she is. She's British.
Uh-huh.
She's from London. And they used to record the messages I left on their voicemail and basically laugh at my American accent. So I became compelled to, change my accent because I couldn't bear, the grief that I was given. See, call you later and things like this. And now, yes, I'm left with this British accent. I think everyone can recognize it.
Yes.
Doncs l'Eric va conèixer una noia de Londres i bé, per això parla tan bé aquest anglès britànic. I, bueno, una de les curiositats és que deixava missatges de veu i ells se'n reien del seu accent americà. Llavors va haver de canviar-lo i fer-lo més britànic.
Okay, well, let's listen to one of your favorite songs.
Yes,
okay.
Excellent. I'm just going to say this is a song I chose because the band is
from Seattle.
And I went back to Seattle later on in my life, and this was out at the time, so I hope you enjoy it.
The song is from Nirvana, of course, and it's called Penny Royalty.
I'm on my time with everyone. I have very bad posture.
Acabem d'escoltar una cançó de Nirvana que es diu Penny Royalty, cançó de grunge de la banda de Seattle.
Okay, well, Eric, what are your interests?
Wow. I'm a man of many interests.
All right.
I like the arts in general.
Uh-huh.
Like music, theatre, literature, all that sort of stuff. I also love beer. I don't know if that's an interest.
Very London, no?
Very London.
Doncs la Carol li ha preguntat quins són els seus, les seves aficions i li, bueno, ens ha contestat que li agrada molt la música, el teatre, la cultura en general i la cervesa. Per què no dir-ho, també, la cervesa.
Okay. Okay. And Eric, do you have any hints for people who are trying to learn English, want to improve their English?
Yes, I've got plenty of hints.
Okay.
I'm not sure which ones work. I would say work. Work at it.
Uh-huh.
I think it's very important for all of you who attend classes to put in a lot of work afterwards at home, basically.
Yeah.
Watch films. That sort of thing. Read, please read. Reading is basic.
Mm, yeah. La Carol li ha preguntat si té pistes per aprendre anglès. I l'Eric ha dit que, sobretot, treballar en això, veure moltes pel·lícules, llegir és bàsic per aprendre anglès. I molt poca gent ho fa. Sisplau, llegim textos en anglès.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay, good.
Please.
All right, another song.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
I'll introduce it.
So this is a song by a group called Bon Iver, mm-hmm. although some people, I think, say Bon Iver,
yeah.
an American group, and it's called Restax.
Yeah. Bon Iver or Bon Iver mm-hmm. is a band from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it's a joc de paraules, és un joc de paraules, en francès, que vol dir bon hivern, que vol dir bon hivern.
Exactly.
Just read it.
Good winter, no?
Good winter.
Okay.
This is a really, really good song. Doncs aquesta preciosa cançó és de Bon Iver, un grup de Wisconsin. Doncs, let's continue.
Yeah, okay. So, Eric and I have something in common.
Yep.
We actually, believe it or not, went to the same high school.
Wow.
And that doesn't mean Montsacopa.
No, no. In fact, when the first time I met Eric, you know, he was like, yeah, I went to high school in the United States, you know, in Oregon. Yep. And I was like, where? And he said, Corvallis. And I said, wait a minute, but Corvallis High School, which is the same high school that I went to.
Doncs la Carol i l'Eric tenen en comú que van anar al mateix institut d'Oregon, a Corvallis, que és un petit poble d'Oregon.
Bueno, petit, no.
Bueno, no, mitjanet.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually, it's a university town, so there's okay. more university students than other people. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a lot, maybe? Bigger?
Bigger.
A little
bigger?
Bit bigger, but not much bigger.
No, 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 but like half the population.
Okay. So it's a city, no?
Yeah.
És
yeah,
una ciutat d'Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. I mean, what are the chances?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like incredible, you know? Of course, obviously not at the same time.
Not at the same time, no. No. No.
Because, well, you're older.
Yes, there's a little age gap.
Yeah, just like 20
let's,
years.
Let's leave it there, let's leave it there.
Yeah. 20 years or so, more or less. No? Okay. Let's do a song, which is going to introduce our theme of the happy flowers. We'll kind of be giving you songs that'll give you like a little hint of what the topic of happy flowers is. And then at the end of the program, we'll actually get down to it. Okay.
Doncs ara us posarem una cançó introductòria al nostre tòpic del mes, que es diu Happy Flowers, i aviam si descobriu què vol dir. La cançó es diu Because I Got High, de Afro Man.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah. Okay. La da 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 da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da. Gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La, da, I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat,
yeah.
But then I got high. La da. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I
because I got high. La 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 da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high. I'm serious. I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Now I'm jacking off. Because I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high. This whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Because I got high, de Afro Man. La traducció seria perquè em vaig col·locar.
Oh, that's such a good hint, huh?
Doncs sí, avui parlarem de les Happy Flowers, de la marihuana.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay. Let's start with our
regular format.
Regular sections.
Here we go.
Okay, so we're going to start with ABC. En aquesta secció, com és habitual, parlem una mica de gramàtica i de, doncs, bueno, una mica de vocabulari en anglès.
And today what we're going to try to do is simplify, or at least translate into Catalan, some conditionals, okay? So we've got the coulda, shoulda, woulda, no? Which means could have, should have, or would have.
Són els condicionals, no? Tendria, tindria, no? Yeah, hauria.
Hauria, no? And this construction, it's always could, have, and then the past participle, which would be the famous third column. Okay? So, and I've always had trouble translating creating the difference between could and would. Okay? So, for example, we'll use the example since Eric and I went to the same high school.
Go for it.
We could have been boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes, we could have.
Okay.
We could have.
Uh-huh.
In British English.
Uh-huh. And how would you translate that?
Podríem haver set, or was that?
Sí, podríem haver set novios.
Uh-huh.
Because we shared the same.
Perquè van anar al mateix institut.
Yeah, so there was a possibility. Mm-hmm. But then the other thing was, but would we have become boyfriend and girlfriend?
Exactly.
No? Because one is the possibility existed, but explain, try the difference.
If we translate it, I was going to say, Carol, I would have definitely been your boyfriend.
Okay, thank you very much, Eric.
Pero we seria, Carol, hauria estat segur, definitivament, el teu nom. Aquesta és la diferència. That's the difference. Could have, podria haver, set. Could have been. Would have been, hauria, set.
Set.
Yeah, so that's the difference between could and would.
Yeah. Okay. And now, if we could listen to another song.
Yeah, of course.
About our topic of the Happy Flowers.
Yeah, a very famous band called Cypress Hill. I think from California, maybe, or
yeah, I think so. Yes.
And the song, it's called hits from the bong. Cypress Hill, una banda de Southgate, California, amb la cançó Hits from the Bong. Hits from the Bong. The Bong.
The Bong.
This is a thing from used by smokers.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Okay, and so we did the coulda, we did the woulda, and now we want to do the should've.
Should've.
Should've. No?
Should've.
No?
Yeah.
So
this is, you know, I should have. Old ear the bear. Regrets.
Regrets. Normally.
Regrets, normally. I shouldn't have.
I shouldn't have.
That's more, even more regret.
Yeah. And you should have.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Telling you that, no, what to, you, yep. no.
Giving advice.
Yeah.
You know, quite stern advice. Right? You should have studied for your exam.
Exactly. Exactly. And just, and would, you know, I would if I could.
Yes.
How would we translate that? I would if I could.
For example, I would, God, I've gone blank.
Oh. I would invite you for lunch.
If I could. Absolutely, but I have no money, so I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Si pogués, t'invitaria, no?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Si pogués, or oferia si pogués.
Sí.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that the important thing that people should remember about English and when we get to these more complicated conditionals and things is that it's not as complicated as it seems because it's only using the would or the could or the should with have and the past participle.
Absolutely.
Believe me, it's much easier than Catalan.
Sí. Yeah. És molt més fàcil els condicionals en anglès que en català.
Sí.
Exactly. So let's go to another song. What's next?
Well,
is it Reefer Man?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Reefer Man is from the 1930s.
It's a swing.
Yeah.
It's a really good song. So we're going to listen The Reefer Man.
Now with a mighty high and a holy ho, Cab Calloway and his Harlem Maniacs present a flaming bit of heated Harlem harmony.
Why, what's the matter this cat here?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's high?
Full of weed.
Full of weed?
Yeah.
How old is this cat anyway?
That's the Reefer Man.
The Reefer Man?
Yeah.
Why, look at that dog. He looks like he's losing his mind.
That's
lost his mind?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get away from here then.
Doncs aquesta cançó és de Cab Calloway i s'anomena The Reefer Man, que la traducció seria a l'home porro.
Okay, so here we go into the next part.
Yeah.
I don't want to be misunderstood.
Of course.
No one does.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Doncs aquesta secció parlem sobre els malentesos entre el català i l'anglès.
Okay, and today our word is stranger.
Stranger.
Yeah. Okay. Not stranger as com més raro, but stranger as a person that you don't know.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Desconegut.
Sí, un desconegut, not un estranger.
Yeah.
No? So if you hear the song Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night.
Exchanging glances. No? These are people who don't know each other.
That's right. It's not people from other countries that
yeah.
meet in the middle of the night. No. Absolutely.
Strangers.
Strangers.
Yeah.
Another thing is we'd like to once again kind of review, I think we've talked about this before, the difference in English between the V and the B.
Yeah.
No? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So that there's the victim, no? A victim, no?
Not the victim.
Exactly. which could be sound almost like the big team.
The big team, yeah.
Yeah, the big team of, yeah?
Yeah, the big team of, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
La víctima, no?
La víctima, la víctima. No? A victim, no? A victim, no? And then we've got the eat sound and the it sound, no?
Very important.
No? So when you go to bed, you get between the
sheet.
The sheet.
The sheet.
Els llençols.
Sí. Yes. Yeah. And...
you don't get between the sheets.
No. No.
At least you try not to.
Yeah. No. And if you get angry, you don't say, oh, sheet.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Let's listen to another song about our topic. What do we got next?
One of my favorites.
Oh.
Sublime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love this Sublime. Is a really good band from California as well.
I think so. From LA, no?
Yeah.
Maybe?
And the song, it's an anthem. Smoke two joints.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Sublime, smoke two joints.
Pasturant l'Ovella Negra és un programa que et carregarà les piles i que et portarà cap a una altra dimensió amb hardcore, clàssics del heavy, sons underground i metall del bo. Envia Pastoral la música que es porta i desmarca't escoltant Pastoral l'Ovella Negra, cada dissabte a les 8 del vespre a Ràdio 90.
Doncs bé, continuem al Pachoca Sound. Aquesta setmana toca Carol's Coffee Chat, tertúlies en anglès, i estàvem parlant sobre els malentesos entre el català i l'anglès.
Yeah. And now we're going to talk about the mispronunciation of the names of famous actors and actresses.
Yeah, yeah, that's I mean, Carol, I wanted to ask you, have you seen 9 and a Half Weeks?
No.
No. Well, it's got my favorite actress in it, which is Kim Basinger.
You mean Kim Basinger?
That's it.
Kim Basinger. No? Like singer? No? Basinger?
Basinger.
Basinger. No? Like Baywatch? Basinger?
Absolutely.
No? Not Basinger. Basinger.
Aquí pronunciem molt malament algunes actrius, alguns actors.
And I think the man who was in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, Johnny Depp.
No. Johnny Depp.
Really? Depp?
Yeah. Johnny Depp.
What a handsome man.
Yeah, very, very, very handsome. Oh, and Rocky.
Rocky.
Rocky. Huh? Who was that? Rocky.
Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone, huh?
Stallone.
Not Sylvester Stallone.
No.
Stallone.
And Dirty Dancing.
Oh, what a lovely film.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze, amazing in it.
Swayze. Oh, yeah, because when he dances, he sways. I think it's Swayze, huh?
Swayze.
Yeah. Huh?
Definitely.
And, what film was she in? Basic Instinct, maybe?
No, I think you mean Ghost.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Demi Moore.
Actually, it's Demi.
I know.
Demi.
Even I would never say Demi.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore less. Demi Moore.
Uh-huh. Give me more.
Candemore.
And Braveheart.
Braveheart. Mel Gibson.
Gibson.
Oh,
Gibson. Like the guitar. Gibson guitar.
Yeah, but I always say my Gibson guitar.
Okay, maybe it's time for another song.
Yeah, of course.
What's next, Elash?
One Toke Over the Line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. From Brewer and Shipley.
Shipley, yes.
Choose to make a part of me, but should it strike me dead? Sail away.
Dan Shipley, an American folk rock duo from the States.
And one toke over the line means that you smoke just a little bit too much.
They crossed the line,
yes.
Quan et dona el... que es diu blancazo.
All right, so here we go into the Don't Know Much About...
Of course, our last section, on parlarem sobre el tòpic del mes, que, com tots sabeu, és la marihuana.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
So... this is an interesting issue, no? Marijuana.
Marijuana, yeah. Actually, I have to confess that if I say I don't know much about marijuana, I'd be lying.
Big fat lie.
Big fat lie. In fact, I'm going to come out of the closet.
Carol!
I'm going to confess. I've been smoking marijuana since I was 16.
Oh, my God. God.
Gosh.
I bet you don't believe that, no?
No, I would have never guessed.
No, never. Never in a million years.
Nope.
Okay. And, you know, recently, the recreational use of marijuana was made legal in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
About, you know, 50 years late for my taste, but...
And more recently, Mexico.
No.
Yeah, the whole country, yeah.
The whole country.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doncs l'ús recreacional de la marihuana a l'altra banda de l'Atlàntic sembla que està agafant forma, no? Molts estats dels Estats Units, com Oregon, Colorado. I l'Eric diu Mèxic, tot el país. Aviam si aquí a Catalunya doncs anem fent passos, perquè realment és una cosa que s'hauria de solucionar.
Mm. Yeah. And the governments have found that it's a great way to make money.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the money is just rolling in. Absolutely. Like the joints. Yeah. Like the joints are getting rolled.
Colorado, you know.
Yeah.
My God.
No, and Oregon.
So much money.
Yeah, and Oregon, they were completely amazed. The first week, I don't know how, you know, $1 million or something. Okay, so a little vocabulary. What do we... Oh, first, we found out that marijuana... is actually not the Spanish word for marijuana.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
It came from a word. It's disputed.
Yeah, okay.
It's controversial.
But a word that sounded like pot.
Yeah, pot.
Okay, so words for marijuana. We have marijuana. We have happy flowers.
Weed.
Weed.
Shit.
Dope.
Grass. Pot.
Pot.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, yes, absolutely.
Ganja.
Ganja.
Ganja,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Ganja is the Jamaican word, no?
Uh-huh. But my favorite is happy flowers.
Happy flowers.
I wonder why.
Happy hippie flowers.
Happy hippie flowers.
So, let's listen to another song about our topic. Now, our next song is I Like Marijuana, and it's kind of like a chant,
mm-hmm.
like a football game or a basketball game or something.
Yeah. From David Peel on the Lower East Side.
I like marijuana, you like marijuana, we like marijuana too. Get down,
a runaway god to leave home for.
Marijuana.
Remember the teeny bop sniffing near plain glue.
Marijuana.
He used to freak out in Central Park Zoo.
So, we like marijuana.
One expression that I'd like to kind of put out there is the idea to get the munchies.
Mm.
You know what that means, to get the munchies?
Yeah, I know, because you say so. The munchies sería... Bueno, aquí le diría mal mono, ¿no? Una mica.
No, but it makes you want to eat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Tinc mono de dolç, ¿no?
Okay. No?
Sí, sí. De menjar algo dolç.
Yeah, okay. So to get the munchies, no? Yeah. And with the, we had that one toke over the line, no? Mm-hmm. So
una calada.
Una calada could be a toke.
A toke.
A puff.
A puff.
No? A hit.
A hit.
No? Have another hit. Or a drag.
Yeah.
A drag. Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A drag.
No? And then after you do that, you get stoned or high. I don't know if there's any other...
No.
Wasted.
Wasted is pretty...
Pretty extreme.
Yeah.
That's extreme. Yeah. No? Yeah. If you get wasted, it's because you've... Yeah. Smoke some killer weed.
Yeah,
to blow weed. Your killer mind, weed. Maybe? Blow your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we've got the words for the joint, the spliff, the reefer.
The reefer.
The blunt.
The blunt?
The blunt. I've never that used that word.
No.
Yeah.
The blunt.
The blunt. But I heard it in one of the songs, so I thought it must mean. I think that's it, no? We're kind of coming to the end.
So, thank you, Eric.
Absolute pleasure.
For being here.
You. Absolute pleasure. I loved it. I'm ready to do it again. Well,
yeah, we loved having you here. This has been really fun. Thank
really
you.
Funny.
Cheers.
And
cheers.
Hope to see you again.
Yes, I'm sure you will. Yeah.
Moltes gràcies, oients del Patxoca Sound, per escoltar-nos una altra setmana. Ens veiem dissabte que ve. Com sempre, a les 3 de la tarda. Que tingueu un molt bon cap de setmana. Fins aviat.
Bye,
bye.
Bye, bye, Pachocos.
Don't criticize it. And I will advertise it. Some call it tampi. Some call it the weed. Some call it marijuana.
Yeah.
Some of them call it ganja. If a man got to legalize it, and don't criticize it, legalize it, yeah, and I will of instrument too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, that's the best thing you can do. Doctors smoking,
don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. It's good for the food. For asthma, good for tuberculosis, even humara thrombosis. Got to legalize it. Don't criticize it. Yeah, yeah, I will advertise it. Birds eat it, ants love it, fowls. Love to play with it. So you got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah. Yeah. And I